Welcome to Your Path to FI. Master your money, unlock more time, and gain the freedom to live your life on your terms. We'll be talking to amazing people from the FI community to inspire, educate, and help you on your financial independence journey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Your Path to FI. It's me, Logan Leckie, and my co-host, Matt, on the call today, and excited to do a bit of an intro about who we are, what the Path to FI is all about, and what to expect as we record and release more and more episodes. So we'll kick things off and do a bit of intros to the two men behind the voices. And why don't we start with you, Matt?
Thanks, Logan. In my spare time, I like to go on adventures that involve being in the sea and the snow. So I like to combine traveling with surf and snowboarding and more recently, wing foiling as well. Currently, I'm working as a project director for a financial technology company. So I work with a team of consultants to deliver risk management systems for banks and financial institutions. My career started in 1999. After finishing my Bachelor of Science in Geomatics, I practiced as a land surveyor in South Africa, then went on to study further in software engineering before moving to the UK to reshape my career path. I gained experience in the geospatial systems sector in software engineering as well, which enabled me to work in various management positions for several companies in the cybersecurity, geospatial, and fintech sectors. But none of this education nor the career experience taught me much about money. It was actually the books and the podcasts that helped me to understand how to achieve FI, improve my tax efficiency, invest in a rational way, and change my behaviors when it comes to money. I felt so passionate about this discovery and the fact that few people know about it that I decided to focus on sharing this knowledge with others. And that's when I met Logan. So with that, I'll hand over to you, Logan.
Yeah, I think my background from a professional sense is spent a fair bit of time in the kind of startup world, working in some early stage startups, then actually moved into the big bad world of finance and had a stint at an investment bank, at which point I discovered FI, which I'm sure we'll explore in more detail later on, but quickly realized I was not passionate about working in banking and was very passionate about reaching FI and unlocking FI. And then realized I was even more passionate about helping other people reach FI and actually ended up founding an app called Topia, which is built to help people get started on their FI journey. And I've been working on that now for probably about 2 years, which is a scary amount of time because it feels like just yesterday, but I guess time flies when you're having fun. And yeah, my free time, I think me and Matt share a lot of passion. So I'm also anything which has got adrenaline in it, I'm a big fan of. So if I'm not working or on this podcast, I'm probably on a tennis court, kite surfing or skiing are probably the three places I'd look to just find a mountain, an ocean or a tennis court, and I might be there.
Yeah, I share the passion. It's quite something to be out there in the mountains or in the sea and doing things that bring the adrenaline levels up. And yeah, just thinking about what Logan said there, I think I should probably explain why I got interested in FI. I got to a point where I had a bit of spare money to invest and the thoughts of putting that into property were a bit daunting at the time, just the tax implications of owning multiple properties. So I started looking into how to invest wisely and in an irrational way. So I started reading many books and listening to many good podcasts over the last 7 years and started accumulating a lot of information and became quite passionate about getting to FI as quickly as possible. And I started building a big complex Excel workbook to do all these calculations. And then Logan and myself met at some point and started realizing that with all these things that we both agree on and we're both passionate about and all the calculations behind it is something that maybe we could work on together. And that got us working on an app, which Logan could probably share more about. And that fed into us wanting to share this information via podcast as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess just add on to that, my journey into FI was slightly different from yours in the sense I think mine was driven more by a kind of some sort of a, not quite a pain, but just not being that happy in my current kind of life and especially my work-life balance. And what I found is I was working pretty long hours. I wasn't passionate at all about what I was doing on a day-to-day basis and just suddenly started thinking, is this going to be my life for the next 30, 40, maybe even 50 years? And when I started thinking about that, it just made me unbelievably unhappy and quite sad and definitely not excited. And what I ended up doing is kind of taking out that frustration on a Google search one weekend where I was searching, you know, escape the 9-to-5 or kind of create a life you want, just all these sorts of things. And eventually ended up at Mr. Money Massage's blog and had that big eureka moment of, wow, this thing called FIRE is a thing and people are doing it and it is achievable. And automatically, well, I like to say it was love at first sight or love at first blog, where I read Mr. Money Massage's blog and thought, that sounds like exactly what I want. And as Matt said, yeah, I think I jumped straight into the FI binge, set up all my kind of FI spreadsheets, FI tools, and was very much had this mentality of I'm going to get there as soon as possible. But I think the second big epiphany I had after discovering FIRE was that there's this great movement and there are a huge number of people pursuing it and achieving it every day. But the big aha moment was I slowly started realizing that a lot of people really struggled to get started with FIRE. And the way I discovered that was I would spend a lot of my weekends and spare time just banging on about FIRE to my friends and families. I'd be like, guys, there's this thing. It's called financial independence, retire early. Like, it's possible. Like, I've read a lot about it. Like, I've done my like due diligence on it. I know it's possible if you just follow this kind of formula and like, you should read this blog, you should do this. And I'd spend a lot of time telling people about it. But then what I found is when I would check back in with those friends and family members a couple weeks or months later and say, like, where are you on your journey? Have you done this? Did you read that? Did you actually do that? 9 times out of 10, it would be like, oh, Logan, it sounded great, but I just got a bit confused with this. Or like, I saw this Excel spreadsheet and was just a bit like, whoa, that's a lot of numbers. And basically, a lot of people just got a bit overwhelmed, especially around the numbers and especially about just kind of getting started. And, you know, fundamentally, FIRE, FI, there are a lot of pain points involved in getting started, which is setting up the Excel spreadsheet, doing the number crunching to build out your roadmap. And slowly, I just started seeing this great opportunity to build some sort of tool which would help those people get started and help those people in their FI journey, which is where Topia came from. So it was really born out of this big passion I had for FI and seeing a lot of people very close to me struggling to make a start on FI. So that was the kind of latest period of my life, which I'm still working on now. Matt and I met, brings me nicely onto how we met, was once I kind of realized I wanted to try and build a tool to help people reach FI, I spent a lot of time kind of posting messages in various communities or going onto other podcasts, telling my story, saying, you know, I'm always looking for people to give feedback, to tell me what they'd want to see in a tool. And I think Matt initially sent me a WhatsApp video message. He's like, hey, I'm Matt, like, I share your passion. I want to get involved. Let me know how I can help. So we jumped on a couple of calls and yeah, very quickly realized we shared the same passion, not only for FI, but also for helping other people get started on their FI journey. And then the latest iteration of our friendship and relationship and everything else is, why not talk about FI on a podcast and bring other people on from the community? So I guess that's a bit more detail about my personal story, but then also how me and Matt met.
Yeah, that's quite a journey that we've been on, actually. Just thinking back to the days that we first got talking about this. And just as you say, it's so simple, really, to understand the mechanics of FI and how to calculate your FI numbers. And I think the more challenging part comes into your behaviors and how you are able to manage your money from a behavioral side. But I think the tool that Logan's referring to has been very useful and it helps a lot in terms of making things a lot simpler for people. And I also recognize similar kinds of conversations that I've had with friends where I've explained this wonderful concept of FI. And you can see the sort of head scratching happening. You can see them very interested, but the information is quite scattered around and there's quite a lot to absorb. So this is why we are so passionate about trying to condense this into small little nuggets of wisdom for all of you to understand and also to bring in people onto our podcast that can simply tell you their stories, tell you what their journey has been like, where they are at on their journey, We're really keen to bring in people that are at all levels in the FI journey, right at the start, people that are sort of halfway there, people that are closer to the finish line, to try and bring some color into this whole experience for you and to try and make it feel much more real and tangible and something that you can achieve as well.
So Matt, the big question is, what does FI mean to you?
Well, FI, let's start with describing what that acronym means. It's financial independence. To me, financial independence means the freedom to be free to choose what I would like to do with my time. So to be able to be free to make that choice, it does suggest that I'm independent. There's no dependency on income from any source. So it means, say, I'm independent from having to work in any one place or for any one job or any one employer. Potentially could mean the freedom to not be in a particular relationship. So if a couple wants to have the independence to be able to run their own finances and choose whether to be together or not without considering finances, that is another form of freedom. Or any situation in life that make one feel constrained because of money. So really for me, it's about having the option to choose how I spend my time and my energy. And for that reason, it's quite an important goal for me to get to a point where I've got enough money to potentially not have to work for the rest of my life. But that doesn't mean I won't work. I consider the traditional retirement concept of stopping working and doing nothing is something that I'm not particularly interested in. I'm more interested in perhaps the choice to work for a charity or maybe to set up my own little business and to do that without the pressure of knowing that the income is absolutely essential to put food on the table. It's ideal for me to do that one day, but to know that income doesn't matter. I may earn zero from that new business, but it will be something that I'm passionate about and I would like to spend my time and my energy doing that thing. And yeah, I was wondering, Logan, what does it mean to you? I think we all have different perspectives. I'm intrigued to hear yours.
Yeah, well, you're spot on there. I think FI means so many different things for so many people, which in my opinion is one of the beauties of FI because you can tailor and adapt it to whatever you want, really. But yeah, in terms of me, I think whenever I think about this, it always just comes back around to me the fundamental point, which is time is the most precious asset we have. And that's something which you can fundamentally never really get more of. So what FI does to me is just gives me the power to choose how I spend my time, which I think something you said as well, Matt, there. And really just unlock the ability to kind of live a life on my terms. And for me, kind of, I don't have a kind of distinctive view of what I'll be doing when I reach FI because honestly, I don't know. I think I would end up doing lots of things. I think I would probably still work. But what really kind of drives me and gets me going is just having the complete freedom and flexibility to get up one day and not feel constrained to do a certain thing. And again, what I find, again, is some people say to me, but I love my job. So I don't really need to be FI because I love my job. And I think that's great if you love your job. And I've loved some of my jobs and I've hated other ones. But what I do know is, you know, things can change and life can change. And you never know what's going to come around the next corner. And just having the security and the ability and the power to at any point be able to kind of reorientate your life and do something else or do something different, which aligns with what makes you happy, is fundamental for me and fundamental to how I want to live my life in the future. So the podcast is actually completely separate to the tool we're both referring to, which is Topia, and is, again, as Matt said, completely orientated around just speaking to awesome people from the FI community, sharing their kind of tips and hints and everything in between. So we're really excited. We've already actually recorded a couple of episodes with people from the community. So there are a couple of, you know, great, well, all of them have been great, great stories, really, really great wise words of insight as well. So yeah, I think really looking forward to just cracking on with the podcast. I think a couple of the almost kind of principles of our podcast is to not get kind of lost in the FI jargon. So to always kind of keep it, you know, simple and almost kind of very pure, get on a range of people and see where it takes us.
Yeah, and we're going to be gathering the information that we've heard on the podcast on each episode, and we'll be adding a few points into the show notes as well. So if there's a particular book that we have read or that our guests have read, or if there's perhaps a website or blog that we might be able to help you with calculating the numbers for FI. We'll add that into the show notes so that you'll be able to easily reference that to make the listening experience a lot more simple for you, where you can just really soak it up and go back to the show notes afterwards for the information.
Yeah, and another thing actually, which we're going to do is we've got this kind of community which we want to build around the podcast, which is, again, me and Matt found a lot when we listen to other podcasts is there's so much great content, but a lot of the time I'm always left thinking, oh, I've actually got this question I'd love to ask a guest, or I wish I could kind of pin him or her down a bit more on like this detail they said. So what we're going to do as well, which we're quite excited about, is every episode we push live, we will put into this mini community. And you can watch a video of the episode there as well. But the important thing you can do is you can leave comments on the video asking me, Matt, or the guest any specific questions, which just opens up a channel for anyone listening on this podcast to dig deep into the details, ask anything specific which we didn't cover, which hopefully will just enable whoever's listening, our audience, to get even more out of the podcast. So that's another cool element we're looking to build in. And yeah, I think just wanted to sit down on this episode, tell you a bit about me and Matt, tell you about our plans, tell you about our why and the reasons behind this podcast, and just lay the foundations for what will hopefully be a great experience, a great podcast, and will importantly, hopefully help lots of people on their FI journey.
Yeah, indeed. It's going to be a wonderful journey to meet people along the way. We've already got a number of guests that want to come and join us and to be able to chat with you on the community as well. There's a lot of good content on there. There's going to be support from ourselves and from others as well. So we're just really hoping that this podcast, the community and the app will make life a lot easier for all of you and help you to reach the finish line. And also to think about what happens once you've reached FI. I think that's a very interesting topic. The traditional view on retiring and kicking back and doing nothing is definitely not something that we really aim towards. We're looking towards achieving financial independence to give you the freedom and empower you to choose what you would like to do with your life. And that may still involve doing some kind of work or charity work or setting up your own business or taking time out just to be with your family. So we're trying to debunk some of the traditional views on what retirement means and share with you some alternatives which will hopefully keep you inspired for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So that's the plan. That's what you can all get excited about. But I think we'll probably leave it there for today and very much look forward to pushing out the second episode after this one and taking it from there. So thanks a lot, guys, and speak to you next time.
Yeah, we'll speak soon.
Thanks for listening to Your Path to FI. If you have any questions, reach out to us. You may send us an email to podcast@topia-app.com or via our podcast community. Please see the link in the show notes. None of the content on this podcast should be construed as financial advice. That's all from us for now. Catch you next time on Your Path to Financial Independence.